Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general aviation. From home to cockpit to personal tech, Plain Talk provides information for pilots and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,800 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week, and over 30 years experience in the technology and aviation industries. Hi, and welcome to Plain Talk. We're here at Oshkosh Air Venture, and we're in the MyGolf Flight booth with Charles Schneider, CEO and co-founder of the company. Welcome, Charles.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Oh, it's just awesome to see your cool new technology. Do you want to tell Plain Talk's audience about the MGF Sky Display HUD?
Sure. It's a project that's been going on now for about 4.5 years plus to bring head-up display technology to small GA and business aviation, which is critical in terms of improving safety. It's another tool to be utilized by pilots to keep their head up and their eyes out and allow them to fly safer.
Very cool. And what made you decide to, you know, enter the brave new world of certified avionics?
Well, essentially, I have an airplane of my own. I drive a car with a heads-up display,
right,
and I wanted to have that same technology in our aircraft. It wasn't available, so I created it.
What are you flying?
An SR-22 turbo.
Nice. How long have you had the airplane for?
Since 2007.
Very cool. So you thought, I really want to have the same automotive safety experience that I enjoy in my car. And since I can't get it from our friends at Cirrus right now, I'll just make my own.
Essentially, it was that.
Yeah, very cool. How long did it take you to, and the team, I suppose there's a pretty substantial team to bring this technology to fruition. How long have you been working on it?
We've been working on it for a little over 4 years, about 4.5 years.
4 years, wow. And I understand that we're just about to get the FAA certification in hand?
Yes, so we've at long last gotten our cert plan approved. We've gotten the majority of our documents submitted. We have a few more tests to run, and we will complete them in August. And then whatever the turnaround time from the FAA, we hope to be done in the early fall.
Very cool. So with, is it fair to say with your own SR-22 that it was airplane number one off the line with your tech?
Yes, that's correct.
So I can officially say that I'm face-to-face with not only a CEO, but more importantly, a test pilot.
Yes, we are the test team for the product for sure.
How has it changed the way you fly?
Well, I think that there's many aspects of it that have changed. For the most part, I feel that I fly safer. And I'll give you a few examples.
Sure.
One, when I rotate down, they go down the runway and get ready to take off and rotate, the rotation speed is exactly at the number it's supposed to be. I'm not looking down. I'm going straight down that runway because my eyes are out, and I can rotate at exactly the right speed. And therefore, I'm leaving the most runway left that I'd have available, so that's safer. Secondly, on a climb out, and my eyes are outside. If I get a call from ATC to change my heading, I can look down, grab the knob, go back out. And on one of my flights, a flock of birds appeared in my windscreen that I was able to fly around because I happened to be looking outside at that moment in time. Otherwise, I would have had my first bird strike. And then on landing, the ability to fly an ILS through the clouds without having to bob my head up and down to wait to see when I break out, I can fly with my head up and my eyes out, which is more comfortable because in an ascent, it's kind of a nauseating event. And then I can hand fly with a lot greater precision. Flight Safety did an analysis of aircraft accidents and the benefit of a HUD had HUD been present, identified that things like a flight path marker and a flight director cue, flying those and with an airspeed differential tape, something that's telling you how stable your flight is, enhances your chances of safety. And so I feel that when I get off the plane, I have flown a very stabilized approach, and physiologically I feel better, more relaxed, and more comfortable having done what I've just done.
So really enhancing the enjoyment of the flight, and as you said, keeping your eyes out, as opposed to fixating on all the cool glass avionics and getting lost in menus and screens and so on and so forth.
Well, in my case, it's like just the difference between, you know, constantly looking up and down versus not having to.
Right. So that in itself must be extremely less fatiguing.
It seems to be. It seems to be much less stress, and it seems to be much more accurate. I hand fly the airplane a lot more, so my stick and rudder skills are a lot better, because it's easier to do with the information right where it needs to be.
So there's a lot of benefits that, you know, to the average owner pilot that don't become obvious just by reading a brochure.
Yeah, it's a visceral thing. It's like my wife with her car has a heads-up display, and we rented a car without one. It's like, wait a minute, where's my heads-up display? It becomes that for pilots that fly with heads-up displays, that they feel that they're disadvantaged when they don't have it.
So do you think that most owner pilots will, when they make a decision to purchase the Sky Display HUD, that they're going to equip with dual screens, or rather dual combiners, one for the pilot, one for the co-pilot?
Very few have talked about doing that. I would say most of these are single pilot operators.
Okay. Well, I'm just kind of thinking that if one does equip that way, it also starts to train the co-pilots. So friend that jumps in, has his own SR-22 as an example. Oh, I got to have that. I've experienced it myself. It really seems like a cool way to evangelize the technology.
It's quite possible. I mean, I have a feeling that some flight schools that might do this might do that, so the instructor is seeing exactly what the student is seeing. But, you know, who knows? That's a good idea.
And I understand that your STC is going to cover many airframes.
So it's an approved model list STC targeted to Part 23 aircraft. So that's quite a list. We pre-sold the first 25 units. We have 5 units left to aircraft from Cirrus's to Mooney, Beechcraft, Baron, Cirrus Vision Jet, Citation Mustang. So a wide range, Pilatus, TBM, a wide range of aircraft have signed on to equip themselves with a HUD.
So it really sounds like you're becoming the de facto HUD evangelist.
Well, we've been a HUD evangelist for 4.5 years. It's something that, you know, again, I think people just have to experience it to learn the benefit.
So what's on the, excuse the pun, the horizon for my go flight?
Just keep nose to the grindstone on the certification, and then making these first 25 installs go flawlessly.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for being part of Plane Talk. Any parting words for the audience?
Just fly heads up with your eyes out. Clear skies.
Keep the blue side up. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.